Well, still on resources, and the federal government is gearing up for serious talks with BP over what investment opportunities the oil mining giant is still considering in Australia after it abandoned a billion-dollar oil project off the Great Australian Bight. The South Australian government is still smarting over BP's decision to renege on its promise to drill in the Bight, which would have generated a massive windfall for the state. Green groups have hailed the decision a win for the environment and is urging other oil and gas companies to follow BP's lead. Carolyn Winter reports.
The arguments for and against BP's decision to dump its exploration drilling plans in the Great Australian Bight have been loud and fierce. But South Australian businessman and lobbyist Ian Smith told ABC Local Radio many are missing the point.
We have to look at it to attract global investment. We have to look at it how it can contribute to the way of life of other people a lot less well off than any of us in South Australia. And we have to look at it in the context of providing large business opportunities to invest in South Australia, which can then generate opportunities for smaller and medium-sized businesses in South Australia.
He says businesses and environmental groups need to work together to further the state and the nation.
We're at a tipping point here. It's not about being political. It's not about being an environmental vandal. It's about being responsible and having a debate which gets the state back in shape and back off its knees.
Ian Smith says staying relevant is vital for the state's future, and decisions like this one are not helpful in doing that. Peter Owen from the Wilderness Society says there are other opportunities available to ensure economic security, just not drilling in the Bight.
I mean, BP's own environment plan that had been sent back by the regulator to them twice said that the jobs at this point in the process would be negligible, yet we were putting at risk tens of thousands of jobs in the tourism industry, an industry worth billions of dollars to the state's economy, thousands of jobs in the fishing industry, again, an industry worth probably half a billion to the state's economy, and in our coastal way of life, that there is a disaster here.
BP yesterday pulled out of its plans to start exploration drilling for oil off the South Australian coast, 400 kilometres southwest of Ceduna. Other oil and gas companies, including Chevron and Santos, say they'll continue their exploration plans in the area. But BP's move has left a bad taste in the mouth of South Australian Mineral Resources Minister Tom Koutsantonis.
They bid for this acreage in Commonwealth waters, I think nearly 5 years ago. They won that tender. They held that land exclusively for themselves for 5 years. Someone else could have had it in that time and been exploring it, and now they've pulled out.
He says the oil giant went back on its promise and wants reassurance of further investment.
To remain in good standing with the Commonwealth Government and the South Australian Government to explore for other titles, they need to make amends, and that's what we'll be in discussions with them about now. But it won't, I think, do anything to improve their reputation, what they've done over the last couple of days.
Those discussions will also be had with the federal government. The Federal Resources Minister, Matt Canavan, told RN Breakfast he's bitterly disappointed in BP's decision.
Look, it is a commercial decision. The oil price has more than halved since they originally made these commitments, so it is perhaps understandable, but that doesn't minimise the need for me to talk to BP about how this might be made good and what other areas we could seek to explore either in Australia or, of course, Tom would want something in South Australia, and I completely understand that, and we'll be very interested to hear what BP have to say.
But he says there is a future for exploration in the Bight.
In an environment where we import something like 80% of our oil now, it is important to look for these types of resources. Obviously, there is still a lot of uncertainty about the area, but we still remain confident of its long-term prospectivity, and I'll be talking to some of those other companies about their plans in the coming days.
That's the Federal Resources Minister, Matt Canavan, ending that report by Carolyn Winter.